Tenants' rights advocates are mobilizing. They're pushing lawmakers to extend California's eviction moratorium during the pandemic. It's set to expire February 1st. They're urging lawmakers to pass Assembly Bills 15 and 16 to extend the eviction protections and ensure COVID debt relief for struggling tenants and landlords. They rallied outside the homes of State Senator Stephen Glaser and Assemblyman Tim Grayson, who represent the East Bay and North Bay in the state legislature. Vanessa Bones is a member of ACE, the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment.
We didn't ask for this. This is not something that we asked for. It's affecting the whole world. And so we're here today because we need relief. We need help. We need renters' protections put into place. We need rent forgiveness.
San Francisco Assemblyman David Chu is sponsor of both AB 15 and 16. The Tenant Stabilization Act of 2021, AB 15, would extend the eviction moratorium statewide for a year until January 1st, 2022. AB 16 would create a statewide program to provide debt and rent relief to those impacted by the pandemic, tenants and landlords alike. There's also support from local governments. The Big City Mayors Coalition, representing the state's largest cities like Los Angeles, San Jose, San Francisco, San Diego, Oakland, and Sacramento, sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom urging his support of AB 15, the eviction moratorium extension. According to a recent UCLA study released this month, evictions nationwide have caused over 400,000 coronavirus infections and 10,000 deaths. Meanwhile, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities reports an estimated 9.2 million adult renters who have lost employment income during the pandemic are behind on rent nationwide. The public interest group is calling for an extension of the federal moratorium and rent relief, too. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.